Actually, what happened was that the government instituted a commission of inquiry into the death of the former head of state. As you may recall, that the circumstances leading to the death of the former head of state were not so clear. So what government wanted to get was actually the date when the former head of state died and what really took his life and all the medical care that was available at his disposal then. So that was the basis of the commission of inquiry. And the outcome of the inquiry indicated that there were some criminal activities that also took place. Some individuals did commit some criminal activities. So since the committee report was a public document, the law enforcement agencies detected some criminality committed by some individuals. So they acted on that, also coupled with the investigations by the police, which are still ongoing, and effected some arrests.
Some are saying that the Malawi judicial system is independent and they are going to receive a fair hearing. Supporters of the accused say, oh, this is just a political persecution. What is the government stance on this?
This thing, as I did say, has come out of an independent commission of inquiry as well as the ongoing investigations by the police. The people who are accused have been charged in the court of law, and the reasons for the arrest have been given in the court of law, and none of the reasons found political in any way, because the people also that have been arrested, not all of them are politicians or have taken part in politics before. So to call this a political arrest is really unfounded, because not all the people that have been arrested are politicians. And the charges that have been leveled against them in court, none of them mentions anything that would constitute political witch hunting.
What should Malawians expect as officially the prosecution of these alleged individuals who committed act of criminality? Their trial begins Wednesday.
No, in the modern Malawi that we are in, where there is respect for rule of law and clear separation of powers, where the judiciary really operates independently and the decisions of the judiciary are respected by government, all we expect, or all that Malawians should expect, is the prevalence of the rule of law, is the prevalence of justice, where democracy has to win. As I did say, in the modern Malawi, we are upholding the rules of democracy. So we expect that justice will be administered. If the people are not guilty, they should not be found guilty because of their political affiliation. If the people are guilty, it should not be a guilty verdict because of their political affiliation. So as Malawians, we just expect our judicial system to do their job as professionally as they always do and as independently as they are.
Some people have expressed concern that recently the opposition have been able to organize a lot of protests, and they are worried that the beginning of this trial could see some other protest. How is the government prepared to security-wise handle this to ensure peace and security and Malawi's stability as this process goes on?
We have really seen in the past weeks when these arrests were made that there were spates of violence. People demonstrating, especially those that are supporters of some of the people that are amongst those that were arrested. As government, we've condemned this kind of an act because we say let's let the courts do their work independently and without any intimidation, and let's not disturb the peace of Malawians. So we have intensified security. There will be security, and other people also may be brought to book if they find themselves on the wrong side of the law, although they feel it is within their rights to demonstrate. But if they find themselves on the wrong side of the law, they will also face the bull.